Hello, BCT listeners, and welcome to another edition of A Guide to Windows Vista. Today, we're going to talk about security features in this series entitled Protecting My Computer. In Windows Vista, there are a lot of security features that are new to the operating system. The Windows update has been simplified and is now a control panel item. The Windows firewall has been upgraded. There are new items in Windows Security Center and a new feature called Windows User Account Control, which will be the first thing that I'm going to show you. Microsoft prioritized security above other features on the Windows Vista. Like as some of you know, the Microsoft has been plagued by security problems since Windows was released, such as buffer overflows, virus and worm attacks, and other security flaws that exist in Windows. Microsoft says that Windows Vista is more geared towards security enhancements. And the new security features I will show you today are really products of Microsoft's work on security changes. So we're going to start this tour by looking at User Account Control. User Account Control is a new security mechanism on the Windows Vista that limits what user can do. In other ways, Windows can now operate as a standard user. User Account Control enhances security by preventing users from accessing key areas of iOS, such as adding or changing hardware, removing software, and running system utilities that may potentially harm your computer. For security reasons, it is turned on by default, but many users reported that you should turn it off, and I recommend that you turn it off when using JAWS for Windows, because JAWS for Windows at this point does not support user account control window. When a user account control is active, when the user account control requires elevation of the user account, the UAC window will appear in secure desktop mode. Only the UAC window will appear. Everything will be phased out in blackness, and the only thing that will appear is the UAC account with control, such as continue, cancel, or allow. It of course depends on what program is used. Allow requesting the user account control elevation. Since JAWS does not support it for the duration of user account control, I'm going to use WindowEyes for now. On my system, user account control is turned off. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to start and go to user accounts and change the way user account control works, so I have to turn it off. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press start menu.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit, to move from items, press up or down arrow.
I'll type user account.
STN.
There we go.
SW. See all results, search the info. User accounts, 1-1, leaving menus. Default settings, explorer.x, 1, dial into, inbox, Microsoft Outlook, inbox, 1, user, Windows, music, inbox, 1, use, user, folder, taskbar, inbox, Microsoft, Windows, user, button, mute, Windows, Vista Drive, music, user, 1, inbox, Windows,
I don't know why.
Leaving menus. Default set, user, folder, view list, inbox, 1, with, mute, user, inbox,
I don't know why. Oh yeah, menu, I took a control panel to change that.
Leaving menus, Windows Explorer, folder view with user account.
There we go.
Create a password for your account link.
The user account is same as XP, but a bit different. So what I'm going to do is I'll press tab to go to user account control.
Change your picture link, change your account name, change your account title, manage another account, turn user account control on or off link.
This is the link that you want to use to turn on or turn off user account control. So I'll press enter. Let me adjust the JAWS.
JAWS context menu, leaving menus, turn user account control, great. User accounts, term user.
There we go.
Use user accounts control Mac to help protect your computer. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
If you want to use user account control, you can press space to check it. If not, you can press space to uncheck it. I'll press space to check it.
Checked. OK button. Check your user account control settings. Enabling user account control requires a restart to take effect. Click this notification to fix the problem. Microsoft Windows dialog. Restart now button.
Because the user account control is a system program, you need to make sure that you restart your computer before it takes effect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to restart my computer. For that matter, I'm going to pause this recording until I get WindowWise going, because I need to use WindowWise for user account control demonstration. So I'll pause this recording and I'll come back when everything is ready.
Okay, button to act.
Okay, everything is ready. The computer has restarted and WindowWise is running. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how user account control works and what does it look like. So to show an example, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run disk cleanup and show you what has really changed.
Start menu. Editor. App starting. Dialog. Disk cleanup option. Choose which files to clean up. My files only. Button.
This is the regular. It'll present two options if you select disk cleanup, for example. It'll say my files only. This is limited to user files. And if I tab.
Files from all users on this computer app.
This is used to clean up all users' files. And if I press enter, it'll appear, it'll show you user account dialog with this sound.
Cancel. Button. Dialog. User account control. Windows needs your permission to continue. If you started this action, continue.
Okay. If a beep beep sound, mean that user account control has been activated. And it said Windows has requested this operation. And there are a number of controls here. You have cancel button and continue button. I press tab to look through the other
details button.
It'll show you the details of the operation.
Continue C button.
Continue button. I'll come back to that later. Continue button. It'll allow the Windows to continue what it was doing. And in case of some installation or removal of programs, it will say like allow button.
Cancel. Details. Button.
Just to know that cancel rejects the operation.
Continue C. Button. Secure UAP background fade client window. Dialog. Disk cleanup options. OK. Button. Dialog. Disk cleanup drive selection.
That's how the user account control works. The user account control is not limited to system files. It'll also control access to key system utilities like disk cleanup, disk fragmenter, command line, and others. Installation and removal of hardware, installation and removal of programs, and other key system areas. So that is how the user account control really works. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show how to turn it off.
Start menu. Space A C T S. See all results. User accounts. App starting. Zero. Inbox not one window. It one with it one with inbox. Start menu. L. Windows Explorer. No select you. User custom control.
I'm now at the user account. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press tab until we see turn on or off user account control.
Change your account link. Turn user account control on or off.
This is what you want to use. I press enter.
Cancel button. Dialog. User account control. Windows needs your permission to continue. If you started this action, continue. User accounts control panel. Microsoft Windows. Continue C. Button. Default. Cancel. Button. Details. User account control help stop unauthorized changes to your computer. Arrow.
Again, it showed the user account control because it is accessing the key area of the operating system. Before I continue, I'll give you some shortcut keys to cancel out of it. You just press escape or press space on cancel button. Because cancel is already there, you just press enter to cancel. For continue, you will press Alt C. For Allow, if there's an Allow button there, you will press Alt A to continue. So I'll press Alt C to continue.
User accounts. Link. Turn user account control on or off. App starting. Use user account control UAC to help protect your computer. Checkbox. Check.
The checkbox is already checked, so I'm going to press space to uncheck it to turn it off.
Space. Uncheck. Okay. Button.
And now okay button, I'll press enter.
Check your user account control settings. User account control is turned off. Click this notification to fix the problem. Restart now R. Button.
Because it is a key component, it has to be restarted, just like last time when we turned on the user account control. And just like last time, I'm going to pause this recording until the system restarts, and at that point, I'm going to return to JAWS for Windows and show you other security aspects.
Turn user account control on or off. One explosion 060609-WinAmp. User accounts.
So the computer has restarted, so with user account control off. The next feature that I'm going to show you is Security Center, which is almost same as XP but a bit redesigned. So there's a quick look at the user account control, and I'll move on to Windows Security Center.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
The I'll move type, around, press up or down. Security. Center.
Leaving menus. Windows Security Center, firewall button to activate, press space bar.
This is calling from the UK.
Okay. The Security Center is open. With the redesign, the controls, well, the controls are the same, but the contents have changed a bit. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start by looking at virtualize the correct window and show you what has changed.
Virtualizing window, Windows Security Center, Windows Security Center
is on top, and I'll press down arrow to move through the controls here, because I've just pressed a control insert W for virtualized window.
Windows Update Security Essentials. To help protect your computer, make sure the four security essentials below are marked under OK.Windows Firewall using Windows Security Center. Windows Defender. Internet Options Firewall off. Get the latest security and automatic updating on this information unlike them. Microsoft Malware Protection on Change the Way Security Center alerts me. Other security settings check settings. Internet Security Settings OK. All Internet Security Settings are set to their recommended levels. How do internet security settings help protect my computer? User account control off. User account control is turned off. Turn on now. How does user account control help protect my computer?
This is actually a link to the help and support center, which I'm going to show you in the last podcast.
See also, backup and restore. Backup and restore. Virtual PC. Firewall.
So that's the new layout on the Windows Security Center, which is same. Which is same as the XP Service Pack 2 Security Center. I'm going to press tab.
Hi guys.
I'll press tab to go to the Windows Security Center. The first control that we have is the firewall. This is a Windows firewall, which I'm going to take a look at it in the later on. Basically, it's a firewall which blocks and allows and traffic to go through the computer.
Automatic updating button to activate, press space bar.
This is a link to Windows Update, which I'm going to take a look at the its functions later on, which is just like Windows Update website, which allows you to view and download critical and security updates.
Malware protection button to activate, press space bar.
This is pointing to Windows Defender, which I'm going to take a look at it later. The Windows Defender is a new anti-spyware program that that is designed to keep malwares away from your computer. This is similar to a lot of anti-spyware, anti-malware programs that are available today. In this podcast, I'm not going to go over the details of it because Rick Harmon did his Windows Defender podcast. I'm going to refer to his podcast as well. But I'm going to show you how it looks like in Windows Vista.
Other security settings button to activate, press spacebar.
Just like a collection of other security settings. So I'm going to press space to take a look at it.
Other security settings. How do internet security settings help protect my computer? Link.
Well, actually, it did not work. The internet security settings. This is related to internet options / security tab. And this is like pointing to Windows help and support. Well, how does it work?
How does user account control help protect my computer? Link.
User account control. As I stated earlier, this is a mechanism to operate Windows as a standard user and to block them access to key system areas, which you can turn on or off. And this again, this is a help and support link to find out more about user account control.
Turn on now button to activate, press spacebar.
If it's turned off, you will see this item. If it's turned on, you won't see this item.
Windows update link.
Again, Windows Update is pointing to Windows Update, which I will show you later.
Help button to activate, press spacebar.
Help on this Security Center.
Using Windows Security Center link.
Again, this is a help and support link on using Windows Security Center. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you how it works.
Using Windows Security Center link. 13 headings and 24 links using Windows Security using.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to briefly show you the help contents that are available.
Using Windows Security Center, heading level 1 using Windows Security Center in this article, list of 4 items, bullet this page link firewall, bullet this page link automatic updating, bullet this page link malicious software protection, bullet this page link other security settings, list end. Windows Security Center can help enhance your computer security by checking the status of several security essentials on your computer, including firewall settings, Windows automatic updating, anti-malware software settings, internet security settings, and user account control settings. If Windows detects a problem with any of these security essentials, for example, if your antivirus program is out of date, Security Center displays a notification and places a Security Center icon. Graphic picture of the red Security Center shield in the link notification area. Click the notification or double-click the Security Center icon to open Security Center and get information about how to fix the problem. Heading level 2, bacteria.
Thank you. So that is the help and support content for Security Center, which I have gone over a few minutes ago.
Windows Security.
Press all that for to get out of here. So that's Windows Security Center. The Security Center icon usually resides on the system tray / notification area, and it'll show you like icons that are available to Security Center. I don't know whether you heard the other day is that user account control is turned off. This is because Windows Security Center detects the UAC is turned off. This is where you will find the security related items. That are causing some problems. So I'll press Alt+F4 to get out of here.
This cleanup proceed dialog.
Thank you. Thank you. That is the overview of Windows Security Center. The next thing I want to cover is Windows, briefly cover Windows Defender. Windows Defender is an anti-spyware software which is intended to block spyware from infecting your computer. Because Rick Harmon did a review on Windows Vista Defender, I'm going to really show you what it actually looks like on the Windows Vista. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Windows key.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
Or Defender. Enter.
Leaving menus. Windows Defender. Home button, help options button to activate, press space.
Okay. We're now on Windows Defender. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to press tab to go to the controls here.
Home button to activate, press space bar.
This is the home screen, the main screen.
Scan button to activate, press space bar.
You should scan the computer for,
can you hear me?
For, you should scan for malware on your computer. Yes, I'll press tab.
Scan options button to activate, press space bar.
This is used to configure anti, Defender to what to scan and what areas it wants to scan. I will not go over because Rick Carmen did his podcast on that.
History button to activate, press space bar.
This is used to see the quarantine and scan history.
Tools button to activate, press space bar.
This is used to open tools such as configuring startup programs, quarantine items, etc.
Help button to activate, press space bar.
Again, this is help button.
Help options button to activate, press space bar.
Again, help options button.
Home button to activate.
So what I'm definitely going to do is I am going to scan my computer for any malware that's on my system. So I'm going to press
scan button to activate, press space bar.
I'll press space and scan button.
Help button to activate, press space bar. Help options button, stop scan button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus S.
Now it is scanning the system. It'll take a few minutes to do it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pause this recording until we see the quarantine items or any other items that comes up as a result. Okay, scan is complete. It said back off, back button. But it's not a back button. I'll press Control Insert W to virtualize it and then read what's on here.
Virtualizing window, Windows Defender, with graphic protection against malicious and unwanted software. Graphic 73, graphic 901, graphic 479, graphic 904, graphic 401, graphic 994. Protect no unwanted or harmful software detected. Your computer is running normally. Graphic 4 on quick scan. Start time, 8 time elapsed, 00358. Object scanned, 23,600. Status. Last scan, today at 8:18 scan schedule. Date real time protection on. Definition version 1, definition version 1.17.2437. Scan button.
Okay, that's the result. It says that normally, or if there's like a quarantine item, it'll show you the quarantine items. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you
scan up history button to active.
Show you how to do tools.
Help button. Tools button.
Tools is open, so I'll press space.
Help button to act. Help options. Options. Microsoft spot. Options link.
Options. This allows you to configure options.
Automatically scan my computer recommended checkbox checked.
I'm now in the options dialog. Automatically scan my computer. You will press space to check it. If not, you don't. If not, you can just click press space and check it.
Frequency combo box daily 0 items. To change the selection, use the arrow keys Alt plus Q.
This is a frequency. This allows you to set daily and
Sunday.
Sunday,
Monday, Sun, daily, Saturday, daily.
If daily is the one that I need. Daily, this allows you to set the date in which the Windows Defender will run.
Approximate time, combo box, 2 a.m., 0 items. To change the selection, use the arrow key, Alt plus T.
Time, it allows you to see the time, to configure the time when the Defender runs.
Type combo box quick scan 0 items to change the selection use the arrow keys Alt plus T.
Quick scan, this is only going to scan like minimal items and
full system scan.
It will scan everything on your system.
Quick.
I left it to quick scan. I'll press tab.
Check for updated definitions before scanning checkbox checked. So clear checkmark, press space bar.
This is useful to figure to find out are there any like Defender definitions are available.
Apply default actions to items detected during the scan checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar. Alt plus Y.
Apply. These included leave it and delete it. This allows you to see what will happen if you select an action. If you select an item that has been scanned and be found to be quarantined.
Understanding Windows Defender Alert Levels link.
alert levels, which will alert you when there, when the computer is running normally, if it suspects there's a spyware, and if it detects that there are a lot of spyware that needs to be deleted.
High alert items, combo box, default action definition based, zero items to change the selection, use the arrow key, Alt plus H.
And we have?
Ignore, remove, default action definition based.
Yeah, the high alert item, this is generally the ones that with spyware on it. Definition based. The definition based, it'll look up the database of definitions and it'll do whatever it says. Ignore means it will ignore the item. Remove means it will remove the spyware.
Medium alert items, combo box, default action definition based, zero items.
Again, same as high alert items.
Low alert items, combo box, default action definition based, zero items.
Again, this is same as high and middle alert.
Use real-time protection recommended, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Real-time protection, it'll protect your computer, run in the background whenever you use computer.
Understanding real-time protection link.
Again, it's a help and support link.
Auto start checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar.
When you press spacebar, it'll, you check it, it'll start Windows Defender when Windows starts. If not, you have to start it automatically.
System configuration settings checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus Y.
What is that? I don't know what it is.
Internet Explorer add-ons checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Oh yeah, it'll scan. These settings are useful if you scan for specific items like system configuration settings and add-ons.
Internet Explorer configuration settings checkbox checked, a
again?
Clear checkmark. Internet Explorer downloads checkbox checked.
It'll scan for downloads with whether there's a spyware in them or not.
Services and drivers checkbox checked.
Same as other settings, it will scan the system services and drivers.
Application execution checkbox checked.
It'll check the spyware when the application is running.
Application registration checkbox checked.
When application installs, it will check if there's a spyware embedded in it.
Windows add-ons checkbox checked.
If there's a Windows add-on installed, like an Ultimate Extra, it'll check for spyware.
Software that has not yet been classified for risks checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
Generally, it's unchecked by default. If the software is not classified, then it will ignore it.
Changes made to your computer by software that is permitted to run checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus G. Changes made to your computer by software that is permitted.
Changes made to software that is permitted to run. This is generally related to restart. You'll scan that when your computer restarts.
Only if Windows Defender detects an action to take radio button checked, zero items. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. All with radio button. Only if Windows scan the contents of art. Only if Windows Defender detects an action to take radio button checked.
If Windows Defender detects an action, if it finds that there's an action to take, then it'll take that action. Depending on.
All with radio button.
Always. Oh, always just the only one there.
Scan the contents of archived files and folders for potential threats. Checkbox checked. A clear check.
It'll scan archived files for potential spyware. This is used to minimize spyware in archived files.
Use heuristics to detect potentially harmful or unwanted behavior by software that hasn't been analyzed for risks. Checkbox checked.
This is more towards a programming. I don't know what it is, I'll skip.
Create a restore point before applying actions to detected items, checkbox checked.
If you have system restore enabled, it will make a system restore point before it starts scans. Before any action that should be taken by Windows Defender takes place, such as removing or ignoring quarantine items. I have Windows System Restore disabled to save disk space.
List view, zero items. To move to items, use add ... button to activate, press space.
This is exceptions, I believe.
Use Windows Defender checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus O.
Again, this is used to use Windows Defender for spyware purposes.
Allow everyone to use Windows Defender checkbox checked.
If your administrators you can customize whether it should allow everyone in this computer to use spy anti-spyware software or not.
Save button to activate, press space.
To save the changes, you press space here.
Cancel button to activate, press space bar.
To cancel and if you wish not to save the changes, you press space here. I'll press space on that because I don't want to save anything.
Option link.
There we go.
Microsoft SpyNet link.
SpyNet! This is a Microsoft website that's related to Windows Defender.
Quarantined items link.
This allows you to see the quarantine items that were detected by Windows Defender.
Software Explorer link.
Software Explorer, which allows you to explore the software and whether to allow or deny access to the startup programs and other software-based applications.
Allowed items link.
This is exceptions. This allows you to see the allowed items that has been scanned by Windows Defender. This is like an exceptions feature in most anti-spyware software.
Windows Defender website link.
This is a Windows Defender website.
Back button to act, forward button to activate, press space bar. Home button to act, forward button to act.
Back and forward button. If I press space and forward button, here's what will happen.
Automatically scan my computer, recommended checkbox checked.
Oh, this is the same thing.
Help button, tools, history, scan, home, back, cancel button, back button, option link.
Okay.
Help, tool, history, scan, home, back, windows, defense.
So the forward button goes back to the options link. So what I want to do is I'm going to press space and back.
Forward, home button, scan option. Home button.
Actually, I have to press home to go back to the home screen.
Scan, history, tools, help button, back, forward button, home button.
So this is a brief look at Windows Defender. Windows Defender is useful if you detect a computer's running slow and if you need to do some scanning to find out what is causing the problem, whether it's an anti-spyware or any like malware. For full malware control, I recommend that you use an external antivirus software. I have AVG 7.5 running, which is serving as a de facto antivirus software. Even though Windows Defender is useful, it will not provide you with complete security solutions. So I recommend that you, in addition to Windows Defender, I recommend that you get a antivirus software that runs on the Windows Vista, such as newer versions of Norton and the AVG antivirus. I'll press Alt+F4 to get out of here.
Default settings, running applications taskbar.
There we go. The next thing I'm going to show you is Windows Update. Windows Update. Previously on the Windows XP, the Windows Update was a dedicated website where it shows you updates that are available and allows you to install them. Under Windows Vista now, it is the solely and control panel add-on. So it's a lot simpler and a lot accessible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open Windows Update from here.
Menu, edit, start, server. Leaving menus. Windows Explorer. View available updates link.
We're not on Windows Updates. I'm going to press Control Insert W to virtualize here.
Virtualizing window. Windows Update.
And?
Control Panel Windows Update Search. File Edit View Tools Help. Check for updates. Windows Update with Windows Ultimate Extras. Change settings. Windows is up to date. View update history. Restore hidden updates available. 18 optional updates. View available updates. Updates. Frequently asked. Questions. No new important updates are available for your computer. Learn about Windows Ultimate Extras. There are Windows Ultimate Extras available for download. Extras available. 3 Cold M Extras available. 3 View available extras. Cold M Poker Game. BitLocker Adepts Enhancements. Windows Dream Set. Most recent check for updates. Yesterday at 9:39 p.m. Updates were installed. April 5th, 2007 at 6:07 p.m. View update history. You have Windows set to automatically install new updates every day at 3 a.m. recommended. You receive updates for Windows and other products from Microsoft Update. See also, Security Center, installed updates.
So it's a layout of the Windows Update. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
View available updates link.
View available updates, this allows you to see the updates that are available.
View New available extras link.
This is only found in Windows Vista Ultimate, which allows you to view the available Windows Vista Ultimate extras, which I have discussed early on.
New update history link.
This allows you to see the updates that you've installed, such as any Ultimate extras for Ultimate users and other security and optional updates.
Check for updates link.
It's a software that allows updates like Office or any other. It will allow you to check for any updates that are available.
Change settings link.
Change settings, change the Windows update settings, which I'll come back to that later.
New update history link.
New update history again. This allows you to see what updates has been installed. It's like a log, update log.
Restore hidden updates link.
If there are any hidden updates that are hidden, it will allow you to restore these updates.
Updates, frequently asked questions link.
Again, this is a pointing to Help and Support Center. It allow you to learn more about Windows Update.
Learn about Windows Ultimate Extras link.
If you have Windows Vista Ultimate,
hello.
It will show you how to install, and it will show you like a detailed information about Windows Vista Ultimate Extras. As I said earlier, there are four of them: multilingual user interface, Windows Dream Scene, Poker Texas Hold'em game, and the Drive Encryption.
Security Center link.
Again, this is related to Security Center.
Installed updates link.
Allows you to view the installed updates.
Toolbar desktops. New available extras link.
Okay. This is the layout of the Windows update. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to view the
new available updates.
Available updates. If there's any new updates that I missed.
Explorer pane, list view, not selected, BitLocker Adepts Enhancements optional, 3/26, list view, Hold'em, Poker Game, Windows Dream Scene, Hold'em, BitLock, not checked, Swedish language pack up, spam, rush port, Norwegian lang, update for Windows Vista KB929735 optional, 1/28/, not checked, Chinese Hong Kong S.A.R, language pack up.
Yes. That's the available updates for Windows Vista.
Update for Windows Vista KB929.
Yeah, I'm currently at the KB929 something, so I'll press tab to go to the this window.
Cancel button, toolbar, then search edit, list view, update for Windows Vista.
Oh, that's it?
Scanning statistics 30s dialog, finished, close button, view available updates, list, notch. Update for Windows menu, the map, view details, V, hide update, H, leaving menus, view available updates, list view, update for...
Actually, if you want to find out more details about it, you'll press some application key.
Context menu, the navigate, press up or down arrow, V, view details, V.
View details, I'll press enter on that.
Leaving menus, Windows update dialog, close button, http, close button to active.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press insert B to read the window.
Windows update dialog.
Oh, it's not it. I saw a picture.
Virtualizing window. Windows up. Update for Windows Vista KB929735. Download size 124 KB. You may need to restart your computer for this update to take effect. Update type optional. Install this update to resolve an issue that prevents Windows Search from returning a complete set of results. When the search is performed using the date option and the non-Gregorian calendar is in use. More information. http://go.microsoft.com/. Close button. List view update.
Oh, that appears because I'm using the Korean language pack, that's why. Yeah, this is the some of the optional updates that are available.
Windows Dream Scene.
If I want to find out more about Windows
Hold'em poker game up.
Poker game, I'll press application key because I'm currently focused on a poker game.
Context, copy, hide update. View details, V.
View details, which allows you to view the details of the update.
Copy details, C.
If you want to copy details, you can do that.
Hide update, H.
If you want to hide this update, you can hide it. And it will be shown if you press enter and show hidden updates.
View details, V. leaving menus, Windows Update dialog, close button, virtual, Windows up, hold M poker game, download size, 12.0 MB, you may need to restart your computer for this update to take effect, update type, optional, this Windows Ultimate Extra adds a popular poker game to your Windows Vista gaming experience, hold apostrophe M. Poker game sets you against the computer for no limit poker fun. Hold apostrophe M may cost you time, but your money is safe because the chips are not real. More information. HTTP help and support. Close button. List view.
So that's a poker game, which I believe Jonathan Mosen did in his explosion. When he used to have an explosion set, I know that he used to do for them, which he got second place. I don't know who did it, but it was All in Place, Poker Hold'em. This is a Microsoft's Poker Hold'em, Texas Hold'em poker game. That's how you find out is there any updates to it.
New available.
I press escape to get out of there. If you want to find out more, if you have a Windows Vista Ultimate, and if you want to find out more about Ultimate Extras, you will press
New available extras link.
You press enter view available extras, which I've done that.
View update history link.
If you want to find out more about update history, you will press space on here.
Check for updates link.
If you want to check for updates, you can press space here, which I'm going to really do.
Rest 0%.
Now it is searching for any updates that I missed.
Check for updates on change settings link. View update history link. Restore hidden updates link.
Let me see if there's
dot view update history. Check in top control pad corner. But change settings. Check in for updates. Dot dot dot. PC. Restore hidden updates link.
So let's see what we have here.
Dot view update history. Windows top control corner. By left, check for update change settings. Windows is up to date. PC.
It says Windows is up to date. Then there is no updates that are available. And that's a brief overview on how to use a Windows update. If you need to update your computer with Windows update, you can do that and check for updates and view available updates and install it by pressing enter on the update that you want to install. If the update requires a restart, then it will prompt you to restart it. That's a brief overview on Windows updates. So this is what we have in terms of security features of Windows Vista. There are a lot of security changes ranging from user account control to redesigned Windows update. In terms of Windows Defender, I have briefly showed what it looks like, but for a fully fledged podcast on how it actually works, check out Rick Harmon's Windows Defender podcast, which is available on the Blind Geek Zone website.
AVG 7.5 update dialog. Help button to active.
All right. That's AVG 7 antivirus software.
Okay, button. Desktop.
All right, we got it. I guess it decided to chime in because I'm doing a security podcast. So I recommend that you check out Rick Harmon's Windows Defender podcast to really see what it's really behind it. I've just shown you what it looks like, but Rick has a lot of more knowledge on this, so I recommend that you check out his podcast. For more information about Windows Vista's new security features, check out on the internet Google, search on the Google, search Yahoo, or search on Wikipedia, which a lot Wikipedia search for Windows Vista. Or search for security features new to Windows Vista, and it'll show you, and it'll give you a lot of details on what's new. If you have a Vista machine, you might want to check out help and support type security features. It'll show you what Vista has to offer, such as a user account control, Windows Firewall, Security Center, and a redesigned Windows update. If you want to contact me, you can contact me in various ways. You can contact me by email at Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, underscore, L-E-E, 22590, at yahoo.com. You can also use Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, dot Lee, L-E-E, 22590, at gmail, G-M-A-I-L, dot com, or Joseph, dot Lee, 22590, at blindz, blindsea.com. So, see you soon with the next edition of A Guide to Windows Vista.